Justin Fluke with you, talking Hiawatha basketball. We begin our conversation with girls coach Stacey Jasper, and the Lady Redhawks remain undefeated. They are a perfect 8-0 and have won both of the games for the Big East League standings to this point. So going back, Coach, just want to briefly touch on the holiday break. Obviously, it's been a couple weeks since we spoke, but you know, we talked about how great it was going into the break, 6-0, but there being some things you wanted to work on and making sure the team didn't get too complacent. So how was Christmas break? How did you kind of treat that with the girls with a little downtime and extra time to practice?
We welcomed that break. We don't have a ton of depth on our bench, so our girls had been playing hard that first semester, and we needed some rest. So, but once we got back into the gym, we got after it. With Big East play starting right up, we got to be prepared, and so we hit the ground running.
You beat Holton on Friday night, 52-36, coming back from the break, and then beat Royal Valley last night, 44-34. And the thing that I think that's maybe consistent in both those games is that, there was some scoring lapses from your opponent, and it just seems like your team to this point, hasn't really had just like the really bad quarters or the really bad stretches. You've been able to avoid those. Is that what you kind of feel like? Because both those games were close through parts of the game or at different times, but it just seemed like you were a little bit more consistent than your opponent.
Yeah, I feel like even though we obviously have a main scorer this season with Kylie, the rest of our team has really been able to step up throughout those games and throughout the quarters. And so, like you said, we haven't had a ton of lapses. Our scoring can be pretty spread out, and a big play there, big play here. We've just kind of been lucky in that way.
You have a tough schedule coming up here with two more games this week, and Thursday's a long road trip to Blue Valley Randolph, and then Friday a huge Big East League game against Rossville. You played these last couple games without your tallest player and one of your starters as well, and Claire Twombly. So how do you navigate this week and I guess keep the girls? I'm sure there's a lot of confidence and excitement, but again, you don't want to get the cart too ahead of the horse when you're 8-0, right?
Sure. Yeah, we've missed Claire the last two games, but we're lucky in a sense that it's kind of forced a couple of our other players to really step up in specific ways. Remy Steven Morgan is now starting in her spot, and that's just kind of given her a lot more confidence to be able to come in and step in those shoes and have a part in our game. And then Kinsey Nelson, man, she has had two big games for us these last two. Versus Holton, we had her for 18 rebounds against, a 6-2 Lassie. And last night she faced another 6-foot opponent and came away with 14 rebounds. Just, she stands at a whopping 5-4. So she's just been incredible underneath. And so that's been a big help for us. But yeah, we're hopeful to get Claire back here in the next few games, make our squad a little bit more complete and, get us back into that chemistry that we have.
You bet. Well, I know you'll enjoy the trip back to Blue Valley Randolph on Thursday. Kind of a special game for you, I'm sure. And then the huge matchup against Rossville in the Big East on Friday. So best of luck, Coach, keeping it rolling and staying undefeated. And we'll look forward to chatting more next week.
Great. Sounds good. Thanks.
Stacey Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Girls. We'll talk Red Hawk boys basketball after this break.